Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave us a review. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Scipio Africanus, also known as Publius Cornelius Scipio, was arguably one of ancient Rome's greatest military leaders and strategists. He is most famous for his role in defeating Hannibal during the Second Punic War, which then established Rome as the dominant power in the Mediterranean. In today's episode, we will be exploring his early life, his rise to power, and his incredible military career. Scipio was born into a prominent Roman family, the Cornelii, and grew up during the tumultuous period between the First and the Second Punic Wars, 218 to 201 BCE. When Rome was locked in a fierce struggle against the Carthaginians. His father, also named Publius Cornelius Scipio, was a Roman general who fought the Carthaginians but was defeated early in the Second Punic War. The Second Punic War was a major conflict between the Roman Republic and Carthage, primarily remembered for the military genius of Hannibal Barca, the Carthaginian commander. It was the second of three wars between these two powers, and it significantly shaped the future dominance of Rome in the Mediterranean. After the First Punic War, which lasted from 264 to 241 BCE, Carthage sought to rebuild its empire by expanding into the Iberian Peninsula, which is modern-day Spain. And of course, Rome viewed this with suspicion. The immediate trigger was Hannibal's siege of the city of Saguntum in Spain, a Roman ally. Rome declared war after Hannibal's refusal to back down. Hannibal's most famous military achievement was his march from Spain to Italy, crossing the Alps with a multinational army that included war elephants. This bold move allowed Hannibal to take the fight to Roman territory. Despite the challenges of the Alps crossing, Hannibal's army remained formidable and he scored a series of significant victories on Roman soil. One of the most famous battles of the war, the Battle of Cannae, was where Hannibal decisively defeated a much larger Roman army. His strategy of encirclement at Cannae is considered one of the greatest tactical feats in military history. Scipio's father and uncle were in command of Rome's armies in Spain at the start of the Second Punic War. But despite early victories, they suffered defeat and were both killed in 211 BCE. After the death of his father and his uncle in Spain, Scipio volunteered to take command of Roman forces in Hispania, even though he was not yet of the traditional age to hold such a position. His appointment was unusual for someone of his age, which was about 24, but reflected his growing reputation and influence. In Spain, Scipio achieved a series of impressive victories, notably capturing the key Carthaginian city of New Carthage in 209 BCE, which gave Rome control of a major strategic hub. After securing Roman dominance in Spain, Scipio turned his attention to North Africa. In 204 BCE, he convinced the Roman Senate to allow him to invade Carthaginian territory directly, forcing Hannibal to abandon his campaign in Italy and return to defend his homeland. The decisive confrontation came at the Battle of Zama in 202 BCE. Scipio's military genius was evident in his tactics, especially his ability to neutralize Hannibal's war elephants and outmaneuver the Carthaginian infantry. The Roman victory at Zama ended the Second Punic War and marked the downfall of Carthage as a major power. In recognition of his success, Scipio was given the honorary title Africanus, symbolizing his conquest of Africa. After Zama, Scipio returned to Rome as a celebrated hero. He served as consul and continued to wield significant political influence. However, his later years were marred by political rivalries, and accusations of corruption. It can be argued that the Senate, often distrustful of the popularity of generals and anyone who can affect the status quo, felt threatened and attempted to discredit him. Not an unusual action by the standards of the time. This can be seen by them denying him a customary triumph after winning his victories over Carthage. Eventually, Scipio, disillusioned by these attacks, retired from public life and withdrew to his states in Liternum, where he died in 183 BCE. To conclude, Scipio Africanus is remembered as one of Rome's greatest military minds, often compared to figures like Alexander the Great. His victory over Hannibal not only secured Rome's dominance in the Mediterranean, but also paved the way for Rome's eventual transformation into an empire. His legacy influenced Roman military tactics and leadership for generations. In his lifetime, he never lost a battle, a feat not many generals can claim.